This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Some red flags for those who are married, but I want to start and focus more about those who are in relationships. And they are considered this person to be a future spouse. If for you as an individual or for you as parents, when it comes to your children as well, or friends, or somebody asking you. So these are some things that I think you should take it very serious. And hopefully we can have a beneficial conversation tonight about this important topic. Because as we all know, it is so important to ensure that the next generation among our community have a stable life. And not to be married to someone that they just can live with, but they can be married to someone that they can't live without. Somebody that they're so attached to. Somebody that they love so much, and they really build a strong relationship and a strong family. A strong family means a strong community. Strong community means a strong ummah. Strong ummah means a strong, great future for Islam and for Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, and for the country at large as well. So, I know some of the things that I'm going to share with you, and I want to start with this point. And in my opinion, this is one of the most important points of my talk tonight. That so many of them I'm going to tell you, you might know already, something that you are familiar with. Many people see these signs, they see these red flags clear in front of them, but they ignore it. And they just don't want to be serious about it. And I think one of the reasons for many people to do that is just because they are so deeply in love with the person. And that usually, especially before marriage and before any halal way of building this relationship, it means that there is so much haram already invested in the relationships. They call it halal dates, and I don't call it halal date. I call it Muslim dating style. Because it's not halal in most of the case. So they go out alone. There is an excessive type of conversations. There is so much love, you know, khalwa, touching, maybe kissing, hugging, you know, so much attachment between him and her. So what happens when you have that strong attachment to the person? You develop something that's called he or she, the only one. And halas, for yourself, that's the only one out there in the world for me. You know what? He is the only one. She's the only one. Absolutely true when you get married. He is the only one. She's the only one. But before you get married, it's so dangerous to have this mindset. You know, because what this mindset do to you, it block you from seeing anything else. And people, when they are so emotionally driven, you cannot come as parents, for example, you cannot come to start to make logic to them or to speak to them logically, because he is already blind. He doesn't think with his brain, think with his heart, with her heart. So you cannot make any sound logic to them anymore. They are more emotionally driven. So you have to touch their heart. You have to recognize their feeling. You have to bring them to their common sense, you know, step by step. So it's not a logical thing as much as an emotional thing. But that's for case for when you deal with someone in your family or your friends who are so into this, even though he or she see this red flag. But for you yourself, for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put them in that level yet, in that test yet, if you are of a relationship, please make sure that you keep it halal. Because when you cross the line and you start doing haram things in the relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish you. And one of the punishment is that you don't see these red flags anymore. And you keep continuing in this relationship in the long way.